side. Rest to the restless, freedom from fear, when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. What a joy it is for us to be able to invite you to spend this next hour with us as we enter into another Souls Harbor worship service. I'm Pastor Rick Libby. I'll be introducing the singers and the songs to you today, and then in a few moments I'll be sharing something from the Word of God that we trust will be a word of encouragement to your life today. In view of all the things that are happening in our world today, and our confidence in things being shaken to its very core, we want to encourage you to put your faith and trust in something that you can have full confidence in. In fact, as the Zion Trio comes and talks a little bit about it, I want to tell you today, there is nothing that can shake the power and the ability of God. He is here to help us today. So lean upon Him for all that you have need of. Listen to the words of this old song of the church. Sing it along with them as they come to sing, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Leaning on Jesus, I'm leaning on Jesus.
Safe and secure from all alarms.
I'm leaning on Jesus, I'm leaning on Jesus.
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. And oh, how bright the path it grows from day to day. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, I'm leaning on Jesus.
Safe and secure from all alarms.
On his everlasting arms.
What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms.
Secure from all alarms.
I'm leaning on Jesus, I'm leaning on Jesus,
leaning on the everlasting arms.
If you're going to lean on something today, you want to be sure that that you're leaning on can hold you up, can sustain you, and keep you. There's only one thing that I know of today that is everlasting, and that is Jesus Christ. The writer of Hebrews helps us to understand that He's one who never changes. for he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What that says to me is this, that he's not changed by the changing circumstances of men and women's lives. It doesn't matter what this world is going through, he remains the same. Therefore, my advice is, cling to him, lean upon him, put your faith and trust in him, for he's the only thing you can really be certain of today. God has down through the ages proven his faithfulness. I think that if we would just stop and take a look at what God has done in our lives, we could be in agreement on this. God has been faithful. Holly Warman's coming to talk a little bit about it today. I hope that it will help you as you begin to think about the faithfulness of God. For he that's been faithful in your yesterdays will also be faithful in your present and in your future. Let the words of this song minister to you as Holly comes to sing, He's Been Faithful.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I see my God do. He's been faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet he's been faithful to me. When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, he was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, even then God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to him, he was waiting with open arms, and I see once again, he's been faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet he's been faithful to me. Though in my heart I have have questioned, even failed to believe, yet he's been faithful to me.
As that song was being sung, I was reminded of a passage of Scripture that I'd like to share with you today. It's something that Paul the Apostle wrote, and I believe that it has the ability to help us, to lift us up a little bit as we remember what God has promised through His Word. Paul the Apostle would write in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." When I read what Paul has written here, I know that it's easy to get caught up in that word temptation as if we are being tempted to do something evil. But when we're looking at that word temptation, we need to realize it's speaking of weakness. There are a lot of things today that have brought weakness to us. With the things that are happening around us, we have become anxious. We have become fearful. We have wondered and worried at what we would do to combat these things that are happening. It seems like that our lives have been put in a place where we can't know and be sure that everything is going to be all right tomorrow. And yet God has promised us in His Word that He would be faithful. What that means to this preacher is that God has promised to be there when we would need Him, and He would help us in that time of need. Today I want to encourage you, if you're being impacted by the things that are happening around you, if you're losing sleep at night for fear of the things that are coming upon the earth, I want to encourage you to trust God. Put your faith in Him. He is faithful. There is a great cloud of witnesses that helps us to understand that God has never failed His people. He has always been there when we have needed Him. And He's here right now because we need Him right now. Today I want to ask you to please join me in praying for our nation. Our nation needs a touch of God to help us with all of these things that are happening around us. The Bible tells us that if we would repent, turn from our wicked ways, that God would hear our prayer and heal our land. Could this be a wake-up call to us today? If it is, I don't want to miss it. I want to get on my knees and bring our nation before God. For I believe today, I know there'll be some that'll argue against this, but I believe today our only hope is in Jesus. So let's talk to Him about our problems today. Precious Lord and Savior, we thank You for Your faithfulness to our lives. We know that in every moment of our past, You have been there and You have helped us. Even though we may not always have recognized Your hand at work, when we look back today, we can see that You were there. Looking forward, there are many things that we question. There are so many things that we just don't have an answer to. And today, our country, our nation, is in the worst trouble that it's been in for a very, very long time. We need You today, God, and I pray that You will hear our cry. Lord, hear us as we repent of our sin. Help us, Lord, to turn from the wickedness of our lives so that we could be in a position where You could heal our land. God, I pray for your touch upon mankind. I pray that every man, woman, boy, and girl will be drawn to you, and that as we surrender our lives to you, we will see a divine manifestation of your presence and your power and healing that will come to the land of America. I pray that you will hear us today. For today, as we stand here asking you for these things, we do so in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
You may be down and feel like God has somehow forgotten, that you are faced with circumstances you can't see through. And right now it seems that there's no way out and you're going under. But God's proven time and time again He's gonna take care of you, and He'll do it again. Oh, He'll do it again. If you'll just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, well, hasn't He always come through for you? He's the same now as then. You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. God knows the things that you're going through, and He knows how you're hurting. You see, He knows just how your heart it's been broken in two. But He's the God of the stars, the sun and the sea, and He is your Father. You see, He will calm the storm, and He'll find some way to fix this for you. And He'll do it again. Oh, He'll do it again. If you will just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, well, hasn't He always come through for you? He's the same now as then. But He'll do it again. Oh, yes, He's still God.
Yes, He's still God.
And He will not fail you. Oh, yes, He's still God.
Yes, He's still God.
And He will not change. Oh, I know that He's God.
Yes, He's still God.
And He's fighting for you. Oh, yes, just like Moses,
just like Moses,
just like Daniel,
just like Daniel,
just like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, He'll do it again. Oh, He will do it again. If you will just take a look at where you are now and where you well, hasn't He always come through? He's the same now as then. You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. Oh, you may not know how, and you may not know when. Bye. but I know my God will do it again, again.
I can well imagine today that with all of the things that have happened, that there are a lot of people that are scratching their head wondering what in the world has happened. How did we get from where we were to where we are today? It seems like so much has taken place and we have lost control of so many things. We don't understand what's happening, and yet we can understand a little bit. I believe God is trying to help us to realize one more time that we need Him more today than we've ever needed Him before. We're looking to the right and to the left, trying to figure out what we're going to do about what is taking place. And yet, the answer isn't to the right, nor is it to the left. The answer comes from up. We have to look up to Jesus, for He has the solution. He has the answers to our trouble. And today, we do need Him more than we've ever needed Him before. Listen to the words of this song that Walter Young is coming to share with us and see if you don't agree that you need Him more today as well. He's coming to sing, "I Need You More Today Than I Did Yesterday."
There are decisions I can't make on my own, and there are trials I can't face all alone. But each day He walks with me down life's troubled road, and He says, "Come unto me, I'll bear your heavy load. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. Now when I wake up in the morning and I fear to face the day, let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone, with those trials far behind, but I'm ever learning, Lord, and every day I find I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. Help me remember, I need you more today.
Whenever we go through times such as we have been going through around the world, we find ourselves speculating of what tomorrow is going to hold. It would seem reasonable that if we could know what was going to happen tomorrow, we could plan accordingly today. And then when tomorrow arrives, we're ready. We've got the answers. We've got the solution to the problem. And we can fix whatever is happening around us. Well, I don't know of anybody who knows for certain what's going to happen tomorrow. I know for certain that trouble is going to come tomorrow, for that seems to have always been the situation. Trouble comes when you're least expecting it, and even when you're expecting it, it still comes and catches us by surprise. Well, there's one today that does know about tomorrow. And as we've been saying throughout this service, if you'll put your faith and trust in Him, when tomorrow comes, He'll take care of you. He'll keep you by His strong and mighty hand. In the folds of His everlasting arms, He'll watch over your life and help you through these trials and tribulations that we seem to be going through. Listen to the words of this song that Ken and Annette McDonald are coming to sing. It's an old song of the church, so you may know it. If you do, sing it along with them. For in this song, there is a powerful truth. They're coming to sing, "I Don't Know About Tomorrow."
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray.
I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows what
as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver lined.
There the sun is always shining, there no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many
about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that is my portion may be through the flame or flood, but His presence goes before me, and I'm covered by His blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
As we pause for a moment in this service today, I hope that the songs that you have been hearing have been ministering to your heart and encouraging your faith. It really doesn't matter how bad things may look today. What matters is, what is God going to do for you next? You see, God always responds to the needs of our life. Today it may look hopeless, but I assure you, the Word of God assures you that things aren't as hopeless as they look. For when we put our hope, our faith, our trust in God, there is always an answer for the things that are happening in us and around us. So today we do want you to be encouraged, that your faith may grow and you find the hand of God lifting you up, even though the weight of this world may seem to rest upon your shoulder. Today, as we pause, we take a moment to encourage you to become a part of the Souls Harbor Ministry. The way that you do that is by sending a little support this way so that we can take care of the expenses of airing this Sunday morning worship service for you. Our hope and prayer always is that we are an encouragement to those who tune in. We want to be a help to your life. That is, by doing what we do each and every week, we're hoping that we can help to draw you a little closer to the presence of God, where in His touch you can find what you have need of. Now, we know there are a lot of things in this life today that would like to rob you of blessing after blessing, especially take away from you the joy of the Lord that is truly your strength. But if we can find some things along this rough road of life that will help us, that will build us up, that will encourage us, then we need to participate in those things. Because if we're not careful, we'll surrender to the work of our enemy and we'll be destroyed by it. But we can chase off that enemy. We can put him to flight by standing tall and standing strong through the presence of the Lord. That's why we come here each and every Sunday morning. If you'd like to help us to remain here, then please, we encourage you, take advantage of the opportunity by helping us by way of a financial contribution. Your contribution today will help to pay for this service that's being aired to you right now. So, we need your help. We don't have a plan for down the road 5 years. That'll take care of itself when we get there, just as God has taken care of us in the past. What we're concerned with today is today's expenses. And so we need your help to take care of that, if you possibly can help us in any way. I want to give you our contact information. Then in the next few days, if you would, please contact us and let us know what you'll be doing to help us. In the U.S., you can write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. If you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, you can call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. In the U.S., you can also take advantage of making a contribution online. Just visit our website, www.soulsharbor.tv. If you'll click on the donate button at the bottom of the left-hand corner of the homepage, you'll be able to get a contribution directly to us. For our friends in Canada, please write to our Canadian office at Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. In Canada, to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. Thank you so much for helping us today. We sincerely appreciate it. And as always, we're going to be praying this week that God will return a blessing upon your gift so that your needs can be met, just as our needs here at Souls Harbor have been met. God is a miracle-working God. There's nothing He cannot do if we'll just put our faith and trust in Him. I want you to hold on to that thought for these next few moments, because as I go over and sing a song that is going to address this issue of the needs in our life, I'm going to also go over and share something from the Word of God that I hope will bring comfort, peace, and encouragement to you in light of the things that are happening around us today. I don't want to wear you down with a lot of gruesome details and negative projections of what's going to happen, but I do want to remind you that if you'll consider the lilies, those lilies and many other things will help you to remember that God always takes care of His children. Listen to the words of this song as I go over to sing, Consider the Lilies.
Consider the lilies, they don't toil nor spin, and there's not a king with more splendor than them. Consider the sparrow, they don't plant nor sow, but they're fed by the Master who watches them grow. We have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, and then you will know. May I introduce you to this friend of mine, who hangs out the stars, tells the sun when to shine. He kisses the flowers each morning with dew. Oh, but He's not too busy to care about you. Oh, have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, and then you will know. Oh, consider the lilies, and then you will know.
I thoroughly believe today that if we would just stop and consider the wonders of God's creation, we could help ourselves immensely to realize that if God takes care of all the needs that nature has need of, then surely God will take care of you and I. The Bible is very clear that God puts more value upon mankind than he does the flowers of the field or the beast of the field. And yet, we question whether God can do it. We wonder if God will do it. We have somehow convinced ourselves that God no longer cares. As we've said at times past, there are many an atheist around us today. But the fastest growing religion of mankind is the religion of the agnostic. The agnostic believes that God exists, but that God has nothing to do with his creation. I want to stand here today and tell you that is absolutely a lie. God does care about his creation. Where the problem lies is that God's creation no longer seems to care about God. That's what gets us in trouble. That's in part why we go through times like we have been going through of late. When we turn our backs on God, the Bible tells us that God will turn that nation into hell. Well, that sounds kind of drastic. That sounds pretty severe. Well, isn't what we're going through today drastic? Severe? When you have so many things out of control, it would seem like it can't get any worse, and then suddenly it does. The outlook is gloomy. It's bleak because we don't see an end in sight. We can't see how we can fix what has gone wrong. And here today, I want to remind you one more time in this service that Jesus is the answer. If we would turn to him today, if we would put our faith and trust in him today, when we cannot put our faith and trust in the politician, when we cannot put our faith and trust in the health official, when we cannot put our faith and trust in the economy or any of these other things that have seemingly fallen apart, I'm glad to know that we can put our faith and trust in Jesus. For as I said a few moments ago, Jesus does not change. He is the same today as he was when he spoke these worlds into existence. When he breathed into the nostrils of Adam and gave Adam life, that same Jesus is standing with us today. The circumstances don't change God. The situations don't change God. No, he is the same. And I'm thankful that he is, for we need that kind of power to sustain us. We need that kind of power to keep us. We need that kind of power to take us through this trial that we're going through. these tribulating times can only be addressed through His power and His presence. Oh, today, I want to encourage you to look up. This isn't the end. It is going to get better because we're going to turn everything over to God and let Him have His way to do His work so that He can be exalted and lifted up to where we can see Him as He is and for who He is and realize that we need to serve Him the remaining days of our life, for He's the only thing that we can truly count on. I want to address a little bit of what has been taking place around us, because when I look at our world today, I'm alarmed at some of the things that I'm seeing. One of those things is the way that we have reacted to some of these events that have taken place. It seems like that there is a great amount of fear that has gripped the lives of men and women. We have panicked. We have at times overreacted. That isn't to say that what we're going through isn't serious. Surely it's serious. And we need to be cautious. We need to reduce the amount of risk that we're taking. But at the same time, it just seems like we have taken something that started out with just a word and we have reacted to where we've turned our world upside down at times, reacting to something that may or may not ever be. It is truly amazing at how quickly things have fallen apart and that we are being driven more by fear than common sense. That we're no longer letting reason and rationale guide us, where we would take things more slowly and cautiously. We're just jumping in without thought, reacting to the moment, and by doing that, we are creating more moments that we're going to have to react to. I wish that we could have a calming, stabilizing force that would just hold us in place until whatever's going to happen runs its course. And yet outside of God, that can't happen. Because outside of God, there's nothing that can be sure. Outside of God, there are no certainties. So today, let me talk to you a little bit about the fear that may have come knocking at your door and that you opened the door to and let it in. The only way we can counteract fear is to let the presence of God fill our lives. I want to say it, and I want to say it in a way that I don't think anybody will misunderstand me. In the absence of God's presence, we have nothing else but fear. But if we have the presence of God in our lives, then we have no reason to be afraid of anything. If you have your Bibles there, let me read some scripture to you in the quickly fleeting moments that I have left. And let these words of God bring faith and stability, a peace of mind to your heart and to your life today. First of all, let's turn to the book of Luke and read something that Jesus Himself said. I've turned to this passage in Luke chapter 12 many times for my own life. And today I'd like to read it for you in what you are going through. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 12, verse 32, it says this: "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Oh, what's He saying? Well, in my own vernacular, I want to tell you today, I interpret that passage of Scripture to mean that we don't need to be afraid because God's pleasure, what gives God pleasure is to make sure that our needs are met, that we have the provision for everything that may come to our lives. Turn with me now, if you will, back to the book of Psalms. In Psalm 118, there is a passage of Scripture that I think we need to be reminded is there. Again, it's reassuring us. For Psalm 118, verse 6 says, The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Oh, that feels good to say. The Lord, God Himself, is on my side. He's on your side today, my friend. The Lord is on our side. I will not fear. I have nothing to fear. For if God is on our side, what have we to fear? Isn't God big enough to take care of all of our troubles? Isn't He more than enough to sustain us and keep us, even in the face of great trials and tribulations, great difficulties? Friend, the answer is yes, He is. He's always more than enough. He's always adequate to the task to help us in our time of need. Let's go back just a few more pages and find Psalm 46, verse 2. Again, another passage of Scripture that ought to help us and encourage us. Psalm 46, verse 2 says, "Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea." That's exactly what seems to have been happening. It seems like the earth has shaken, that the mountains have been moved. So many things that we've always depended upon, always had faith in, have seemingly lost their ability to do what we were counting on it to do. We're turning to the right and to the left, looking for the next thing that we can put our trust in, the next thing that we can have faith in. But those things are fleeting. They're not lasting. And the only thing we can do is have greater fear, because those things are letting us down. But again, if we would look unto God, the author and the finisher of our faith, we would have no reason to fear, for God surely will take care of us in the presence of everything that's happening. Though the bottom falls out of everything, though everything is shaken and moved, God is still there to keep us. Oh, I know I'm out of time, but I want you to go to the book of Isaiah for one last passage of Scripture. The book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. The Bible says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of thy righteousness." Oh, I like that. Fear not, I am with thee. We don't have to be afraid today, because God is standing with us. He's not like some things that you'll encounter where they are a great distance. I've had people say, "Pastor, just be encouraged. I'm right here behind you." But when I look back there to see them, they were so far behind me, they could be no help to me. Yet God is not behind us. He's not in front of us. He is with us. There's no need for us to fear today. There's no reason for us to be dismayed, for God is standing right here in the midst of the turmoil that we are going through. And because He is, everything is going to be all right. Oh, friend, today, put your faith and trust in Him. Don't believe the media when they say what they're saying. They've blown it all out of proportion at times. They've done a good job at bringing confusion and creating the anxiety. But believe the Word of God. If you're going to believe anything, believe what God has said. For only His Word will stand the test of time. I want to pray for you today. Heavenly Father, I ask You to bring peace to every troubled heart and mind. I ask You to comfort those that are discomforted, quiet those that are disquieted. And Lord, may we see the hand of God keeping us, sustaining us through the trials and tribulations of our world today. Help us to hold on to You. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Take care.